The month of December always feels so busy as we pack the month full of festive activities. This was very much the same 100 years ago. December of 1922 was busy with the hustle and bustle of many community activities and events. The IOOF Hall was overflowing with guests for the Caledonian Society of Timmins's annual Christmas tree celebration. There was a Christmas tree and every child received a present from Santa Claus himself. There was singing and performances from various guests. Timmins was favored in 1922 when a number of Cornishmen in town organized a choir for carol singing. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they went around town and sang at various houses. The Timmins chapter of the Daughters of the Empire hosted a Christmas tree party for the victims of the Central Temiscaming fire and children who would otherwise be without the joys of Christmas time. Gifts were given to all the guests while the evening was spent playing games and enjoying food that was served. The Timmins Board of Education gave all their students a fun Christmas surprise in 1922. All the children were given a free pass for a matinee at the New Empire Theater. Around 700 students enjoyed the festive surprise. The December 13th edition of the Porcupine Advance had multiple advertisements encouraging everyone to shop early and shop local. A fun fact for that day, the temperature this time 100 years ago was around minus 24 degrees. The Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center regularly provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.